You're listening to Falcon Radio, 91.1 FM, WKCS Knoxville, and I'm now going to send it over to Tripp in the production room for your National Signing Day segment.
Thank you, Tyler. I got Tripp Carver in the studio with Parker Hall and our three signees in here, three of the six for today, Adam Diggs, Tony Gunn, and DJ Campbell. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing really well.
Adam, what about you?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited about today and signing with all my guys up there on the stage today.
And DJ, what's this day like for you?
It's a great day. You know, just when I was younger, it was been a dream just to play college football, and today is make it official.
All right. Well, we're just going to ask you guys a couple questions about signing day and the whole recruiting process. First of all, we're just going to, you know, ask about y'all's decisions. We'll start off with you, Adam. What made you choose Maryville College, and what were the factors in your decision?
Well, like you said, I did pick Maryville College, and for me, the decision was looking at academics, because I know a lot of people are worried about just the football side, but I was worried more than that. It was felt like home to me. The coaches talked about family, but the academics there, it's a place I'd want to be for the next 4 years, even if I didn't have football.
All right, and Tony, you're going to partner up with Adam at Maryville for the next 4 years. You guys both made your respective decisions over the past couple of weeks. Tony, what really went into your decision in this? Did you want to team up with your quarterback and go to school for 4 years? What were the certain factors for you?
Well, you know, Adam's always been my best friend in the past 4 years, and even when we played with Coach Josh, and it wasn't really a big factor in the reason why I went. I actually committed before Adam Diggs did, because I really just liked the school. Coach Rader came in, and he talked to my mother, and he really was interested, and he really wanted me. And a big issue in today's time is money, you know, the money issue. I got a lot of D1 walk-ons and D2s and some NAIAs, but it just wasn't enough money they were trying to offer, if any money at all. And Maryville College just felt like home. It felt like family. And I'm just really happy to play alongside Adam Diggs and guys like Gage Thompson, Holder from Giles County. I know you remember that interception, but, you know.
I'm sure you'll give him crap about that.
Yeah, but it's just great to be with a whole group of young men who know how to play football and value education.
All right, we're going to go away from the local Maryville College signees today, and we're going to send it over to DJ Campbell, who's going a little bit south of us to Georgia Military College, play 2 years of JUCO, and team up with his former teammate, Akeem Cooperwood. DJ, let's just go through your process, and what really made you decide Georgia Military was the place for you?
My process was kind of different from Tony's and Adam's. You know, my grade situation was low, and that brought me down a lot. So my decisions was between Division II Tusculum and Junior College Georgia Military. You know, my parents and my peers, they really preached about, you know, just making sure that I made the right decision for my future. And Georgia Military, I felt like it was right for me.
All right, Parker, you got any questions for these signees? We'll let you hold the table for a little bit.
Yeah, I hear y'all talking about not just, like, the sports aspect, but, like, the academics, the grade, the family. Is there anything, like, for y'all that really tipped over the school you chose, like chemistry off the field or something with the coaching staff that really set them apart from everyone else?
For me, like I said, it definitely was academics and the coaching staff. I think I was really looking for a coaching staff that was almost like one we have here at Fulton. And one thing at Maryville was all the coaches are really close. They're all good guys and have they're really strong in their faith with God. So I really appreciated that. And it reminded me a lot of the coaching staff here at Fulton High School. So I think really being wanted by them and them having the kind of chemistry and building the kind of program they're trying to build, I wanted to be a part of that for sure.
All right, Adam, you answered the question really great about Maryville. Something else about Maryville, and you, some of your friends, close friends may know, your dad went to Maryville. Did carrying on his legacy at Maryville mean anything to you in making your decision? Did he help you, you know, kind of guide you in the right direction and give Maryville that opportunity for you to play?
I think him going there definitely made it feel kind of like home, because I have been around the program, and he did know a lot about Maryville, because he's been there and I've always just kind of been around it. So he never really pushed me towards it, but I guess it is kind of cool to follow in his legacy. He was a captain of the team, and if you've ever been to Maryville, he'll always show you his little brick as you walk in the stadium. It says 1988 Steve Diggs, because he was captain of the team. That's something he's real proud of. So I guess it is pretty cool I get to follow in his footsteps, and my mom and dad did go there, but that's not why I went there for sure. I didn't really be pushed by him too much for that.
All right, DJ and Tony, we're going to ask you guys a question. If there's anything whoever wants to answer this question first. If there's anything you could say to sophomores, juniors about to go through this recruiting process, I'm sure you guys are actually pretty glad it's over. I know it's really stressful. If there's anything you could say to them, give them some advice, what would that be?
Always show respect, especially to the coaches, you know, that put in time with you and you decide that you want to go somewhere else. And make sure what choice you make is the right choice for you academically also. Not just football-wise, because if something does happen to where you get hurt, do you want to spend your next 4 years there? And that's what really did it for me. And not everybody can go D1. And my thing is, don't settle. Don't settle for less. If you don't go D1, if your only option is D2, then make the best of it, because it's on you how your college experience will be, not anybody else.
All right, and DJ, what about you? I know you talked about your own situation with grades, school-wise and athletic-wise. What advice could you give these kids who are about to go through the same process you've been through?
Like Tony said, you know, be respectful and, like, basically just be patient, because the process isn't easy. So, you know, you're going to go through a lot of obstacles through your time. You know, if you be patient, your time will come.
All right, Parker, I know you've got a couple burning questions you need to ask, so I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to you right here.
A little off assignment today, but I know just about all you play more than one sport. Adam, you do baseball with Trip. Tony, I think you've done wrestling over the summer some. DJ, I think you've done track and field. What made y'all decide to, like, prioritize football to be your second level sport?
Well, I think that's a perfect question, especially for me, Parker, because I did this summer consider playing baseball. I've been pretty much a four-year starter in baseball, and I was getting some recruitment there. But I think there's no other sport like football, and I think a lot of people that play it know exactly what I'm talking about. Playing in front of all those people on Friday nights definitely makes you want to play in front of some of those people and on Saturdays too. So I think college football is definitely attractive to me more than baseball.
I think college football is the American dream, I feel like. I feel like football, since I was little, really just influenced my life, made me grow as a man and as just a good citizen and things like that. And I think that football will develop any young child who starts to play, no matter how good they are. You know, football is a sport where you go in, you learn discipline, you learn the aspects of the game and things like that. So I think that football is just the American dream. It's where I needed to be. You know, I did wrestling, I did baseball, and I was pretty good at it, but football is just my first love, and it always will be.
Me personally, I did track and field to keep me active in the off season for football, actually. You know, track and field was a fun thing to do. I ran with some of my former teammates, you know, Darrell Rollins, Avery Hawkins, Dominique Williams, you know. It was just fun just to be with them and keep a bond with them throughout the off season during football.
All right, guys, if there's anything else you'd like to say, Adam, I know you've been through a really tough process. You've had a lot of visits going on here lately. A lot of decisions had to be made, and you actually just made your decision this week. Is there anything else you'd like to tell kids, you know, who are about to go through this process?
If I had to tell anybody through this whole process is definitely don't be afraid to get your school paid for, because I think a lot of kids have that dream of going D1, going to the SEC, playing for Alabama. But for me, it really came to a realization that I love football and that it didn't really matter where I wanted to go. And like you said, I did go on a lot of visits to some smaller schools to check out what was best for me. But I think if you really love football, just be glad that you get a chance to play it for four more years and don't take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's definitely great. And, you know, myself going through the whole recruiting process with you guys, Adam, Tony, we've had a couple mutual schools and interest. Some advice I would say is, if you really don't feel like that's you, then don't feel pressured into it. I know recruiting is one thing where you feel a lot of stress and pressure, as I did on myself. You have coaches texting you, calling you, direct messaging you on different forms of social media, trying to get a hold of you. And one big thing for me was just really having to decide what you want for your future. You know, you're 17, 18 years old. Now you've got to decide for yourself what you want and how bad you want it. And, you know, if there's just one thing, just take some time to decide and talk with your parents and just, you know, slow the whole thing down if you can. I know it was huge for me, and I'm sure it was huge for you guys too.